Hello there, this is George Kruger with UWP Professor George. And today we are going to work on micro business marketing related to expertise in marketing. So during my research project, one of my research questions was what is the perceived relationship of marketing expertise to sales performance? And in contrast to not finding any relationship between time spent on marketing and money spent on marketing to sales performance, I did find that higher levels of marketing expertise did appear to have a positive association with sales performance. So I thought that was very interesting. And one of the things that we want to do with micro business operators and in marketing is to continually improve our marketing expertise. And for training for micro business operators, I found there to be a high interest level, and also that training can come in a myriad of forms, including podcasts like this one, and also through various local economic development organizations. So let's dive into this for a minute. So first of all, in my research, I found that micro business operators overall perceive their marketing expertise as adequate with an average rating of 2.9 on a 5-point Likert scale. And however, I did find that micro business operators who rated their sales performance a 5, which was very high, averaged a much higher 3.5 on their marketing expertise versus the 2.9. So my conclusion on this was that improving marketing expertise is a strategy that has the potential to improve sales performance for small businesses. Now, this, of course, makes intuitive sense, but it also is helpful to actually show this in my research. Now, one of the things that I want to go back to, it's been a consistent theme throughout my research on micro business marketing, is simply that marketing needs to be viewed and implemented on a more holistic level and a higher strategic level than just thinking of marketing as advertising and promotion. So, especially for micro businesses, where one of the big advantages they have is that close to the customer, they can act quickly and respond to market changes. So this whole concept here is that marketing should be strategic, and so they can it can positively impact the customer relationship and increase customer acquisition, engagement, and retention of customers. So we want to kind of move away from this whole idea of, well, marketing is advertising and promotion, and I need to run some ads and do some promotions and maybe a social media, to how can I enhance my customer relationships? So I'd like to focus in here for a minute on various areas of education that I think would be very, very helpful for micro business operators. The key promotion areas, of course, would be personal selling, public relations, digital marketing, customer promotions, and also mass advertising. These promotion tools can help to expand the micro business operator's promotion toolkit. And also, if we can implement these promotion tools into daily operations, we can create both time and money efficiencies. Now, one of the issues we have in micro business marketing is that the micro business owner is often focused on their operational or business expertise rather than marketing. And we've shown this throughout in the research. And a lack of marketing skills has caused as one of the sources of micro business failures. And the Flying Solo survey that was done back in 2017 showed 44% of respondents reported acquiring new clients was their number one business issue. So a lack of marketing expertise does ripple through the business and can result in less than optimal results. Now, another issue that I found is that entrepreneurs typically perceive themselves as having limited marketing expertise. So having limited marketing expertise can actually exacerbate the time and money issues, where start making poor decisions and then they get a poor return on investment. And we get into this whole negative feedback loop of poor marketing decisions and then not achieving our sales growth goals. So I see a lot of opportunity here. Now, I did find it very positive that the survey respondents in my work were very interested in improving their marketing expertise. As a matter of fact, it had a pretty high rating of 4.1 on a 5-point scale. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. And this dynamic can also create opportunities for communities to support microbusinesses. So what I'll suggest for my microbusiness listeners is seek out and go to some of these chamber events and perhaps the tech college or university in your area, small business development sessions. You know, these are real, you know, I go to these and, you know, I've been doing marketing for a long time. And when I still go to these, because even if I can pick up one or two ideas that I work on implementing, you know, I can really improve my results. Now, another thing I found in my research was that business education was found to be have a high likelihood of success. So I think also it relates to attitude. You know, if you have an attitude of getting out there, learning a few new things, trying new things, and improving the expertise, you want to get into that positive feedback loop of, I tried new things, they worked, I try more new things, I learn, I grow. And, you know, I think there's also somewhat of an effect of just focusing on doing a better job in marketing. You'll see results out of that. Now, when I looked at barriers to marketing, of course, barriers of time, barriers of money, barriers of lack of marketing expertise, I found a relatively low level of barrier perception in my survey, or in my research project, I should say. Only 11 of the 18 respondents said that lack of marketing expertise was, and they said there was somewhat of an issue. Only 3 said it was not an issue. 4 said it was a substantial issue. But nobody, and I mean nobody, said that it was lack of marketing expertise was a major issue. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then as we go through here, there was a few mentions that they were just not capable of marketing. And this relates back to a subject I covered in a previous podcast, where businesses, some types of businesses, real estate management, maybe wholesaling, they just weren't very sensitive to marketing and weren't very focused on it, and the business did okay. Another interesting thing I found was that a lot of my operators were old school and not capable of applying modern digital marketing strategies. So I don't know what to say about that. I mean, digital marketing is one of those things you just got to get in and try, and I will cover that in a later podcast here. So my recommendations on marketing expertise. It's kind of like Nike. Just do it. Work on things. Go to seminars. Talk to peers. You know, I used to get, when I was in retailing, I used to get a lot of marketing ideas from the vendors that called on me. Quite often, they were very involved in marketing, and they had a lot of resources I could use. So you need to really seek out opportunities to improve marketing expertise through local classes and local supports for small business. A couple of the respondents in my survey subscribed to marketing support from their industry. And, you know, I subscribe to various podcasts and YouTube channels. You know, there's just a lot of opportunities to increase our marketing expertise. Now, I will note that in my book, Marketing Your Really Small Business, I have a check sheet in here on improving marketing expertise as far as rating your levels of expertise and what areas you want to improve. And I think it gets back to really, where do you get the most bang for your buck? Where can you focus your marketing expertise along with your time, along with your money to improve your results? Because, you know, again, it's really easy to get lost. It's really easy. There are so many areas we can all work on. And if you can focus down into a couple of key areas, I think that can also really help. For example, maybe this week I'm going to really focus on content marketing through social media and website. And I'm going to watch a couple of videos on it. I'm going to subscribe to a podcast and the small business development organization in my area is running a digital marketing seminar where I can go in and get some information on content marketing through social media. And if you do a couple of these or one of these a week, maybe a couple a month, at the end of the year, you will have significantly improved your marketing expertise. So with that, I will sign off today. And remember, improving marketing expertise is a marathon, not a sprint. This is UWP Professor George signing off, and have a great marketing day.